pressure is Cousins. And it's sacked by Tony Matthews. That's it. He's hit by Jameis again. The right side. That's the one.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our second installment of Peak Performances for 2015. We will focus on the defense, which was the strength of the team this past season. Be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll. Here are your choices.
Peak performance number one, Quentin Rollins against St. Louis in week 5. On a day the Packers picked off 4 of Nick Foles' passes, the rookie's second-round pick was the star.
Intercepted! Quentin Rollins, the rookie, for a touchdown!
He got his first NFL interception late in the first quarter, returning it 45 yards for a touchdown to give the Packers a 14-0 lead. He got his second pick in the final minute of the game near the goal line as the Packers were protecting a 2-touchdown lead. Performance number 2, HaHa Clinton Dix against the Lions in Week 10. The second-year safety's huge effort came in defeat, but it was a performance worth remembering. Clinton Dix recorded 12 tackles, including 11 solo, season-best numbers in both categories for any Green Bay defensive back in 2015. He also beautifully undercut a seam route by Lions receiver Lance Moore in the red zone and made a diving interception, which kept the Packers in the game and gave them a chance to rally in the fourth quarter. Performance number 3, the defensive front at Minnesota in Week 11. Too many standouts here to single out any individuals, as the Packers held the eventual NFL rushing champ Adrian Peterson to just 45 yards on 13 carries.
Hit by Matthews in the backfield, down he goes!
The group also combined for 6 sacks of Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater in Green Bay's biggest road victory of the regular season. Performance number 4, Julius Peppers at Oakland in Week 15. Defensively, this game will be better remembered for 2 early interceptions that helped stake the Packers to a 14-0 lead, but it was Peppers' play the rest of the way that helped protect that advantage.
Rush, Carr, pocket, good protection, now breaks down and he's hit inside.
The ageless wonder had 2.5 of the defense's 3 sacks, and in the process moved into the top 10 on the league's all-time sack list. Peppers went on to finish the regular season with a team-best 10.5 sacks, and he added 1 more in the playoffs. Performance number 5, Clay Matthews, Mike Neal, and Nick Perry at Washington in the NFC wildcard round. The pass rush came fast and furious at Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins as 3 Packers recorded multi-sack efforts. Matthews had 1.5 to extend his all-time franchise playoff record, while Neal and Perry had 2 sacks apiece. One of Neal's produced a fumble that Neal himself recovered, and Perry beat highly regarded left tackle Trent Williams on both of his takedowns.
That was tough to narrow down just to 5, but be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll, and we will have the peak performances on special teams next time.